Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Please open your Bibles to the book of Revelation, the chapter number 4, the verse number 1. Father, you are good and your message endures forever. I bless indeed. Right.
Revelation chapter 4, the verse number 1.
Yes, just number 1.
After these things I look, and behold, a door standing open in heaven.
Amazing.
And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. And I will show you.
And I will show you
things which must take place after this.
Things that must take place after this. I'll be good to go. All right. I'll be very glad if the ushers could help us put our people down so that at least we know that we're about to profess. Are we good to go? All right. So yesterday, I told you that anytime the Lord desires to bless people and give unto men all that they deserve, he looks at their mental capacity. Every blessing that must find expression through you must just oppose with how the man thinketh. A man's identity, according to order in the spirit, has got nothing to do with the name you bear. Because your name in God's kingdom is a man's assignment. Your identity is your name. I repeat. The Bible says, just as a man thinketh, not so he will be, but so you are. So if God wants to look at a man's name, he checks the way you think. Because your thought patterns define who you are. Many people have not come into the understanding that God can do through men because they have gaps in their spiritual knowledge. Watch me. Sometimes, whenever we come for programs like this and then we introduce a guest speaker as a prophet, like I said yesterday, the mind is, what would he tell me? But watch me. God's greatest testimony that he would like to predispose has got nothing to do with the gift he gives you, but who he causes you to become. Because if a man lives in the realm of always receiving from the Lord, there are many things in God he cannot become. In fact, God does not give a gift as a proof of covenant. He only gives a gift to men as a proof of love he has for you. God has love for everybody, but as to who he would want to entrust, it takes mental capacity. You didn't hear me? It is possible for somebody to claim they know God, yet everything they talk about God does not match experiences. Am I communicating, friends? Or am I communicating, church? That's why the fundamental reason why God will give you the grace to learn is because he wants to bring you into the realm where God exists so you can become like God himself. Watch me. The day a man becomes different from God, he loses honor as a person. You are not a man because you have blood. You're a man because you have God. God didn't call Adam because he was made from the dust of the earth. He called him Adam because he carried God. In the realm where God exists, mortality cannot live there. So if God is to call Adam a man, it would be wrong for God to say so, because if you are to see God in his full state, you will die. And since Adam was given the grace to behold God's beauty, he was actually a spirit being. So God's definition for him as a man was a man that carries God. Am I communicating, friends? I want you to know that if this life cannot identify your value as a person, it's because you didn't live in honor of who God really is. So if God must give you what you deserve, he checks how a man thinketh. Every believer that became a prototype of every upcoming thing that God has to do was based on how they were thinking. You are not different from your thought patterns. Now hear this. I told you yesterday that God's definition for leveling up has got nothing to do with what a man prays to God for. If you pray to God seeking for answers, if you come before the Lord seeking for answers, if you come before the Lord asking, what will God give me? Remember, you remain in the realm where God cannot do much with you. Because if people must look like God, it will not be based on what they receive. Am I communicating? Oh, am I communicating in church? Okay. So let me break it down for you. You see, we've been taught to believe that if a man should pray, all things are possible. It is very true. But the first responsibility that prayer creates has got nothing to do with what a man receives. Because in the realm where God exists, you can't pray for things. Because on the account of intimacy, all things are yours. I am Oshavaya. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Please hear this. So, somebody's believing God for strong marital breakthrough or strong financial breakthrough, and God says, the issue here has got nothing to do with what I can give you. I can give you all things. But if you are going to trust me for the things I give you, you lose credibility as a child of God. Because in the realm where you were created from, all things are yours. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Watch me. If a country should send an ambassador to represent that country, the ambassador does not think of what to eat, what to wear, where to sleep, and how to go about things. All because it is the responsibility of your country to do that for you. So when believers are burdened over physical things, the question is, where is the revelation about God in your life? Because if you pray for things, you look like men. When you pray for, when you pray to become like him, whatever he is, a man becomes. Am I communicating, church? So God says people pray for things, and after they pray for the things, they now become very comfortable, assuming that because God has given them this, there's no need for them to soar higher. Now watch me. Watch me. I want you to know that your greatest miracle will never be about what God has given you. In fact, it is what God gave men that caused people to leave God. Oh, am I communicating here? Please let it sink in. Are you aware that people became comfortable after God gave them the things they prayed to God for? Assuming that because God has answered them, it's enough. Whereas all that God gives a man is not all that he intends to give you. In fact, what you may receive as a testimony may only be one tenth of God's preordained life for you. Oh, there were 10 lepers that came to Christ. 9 felt they were healed. So they will not come back and say thank you to God. Whereas God said that one person that came to say thank you to me was made whole. So God's definition for the healing was the one that came to say thank you because I was made whole. In other words, if you are thinking that because God has answered your petition, it's enough for you to plateau and not soar higher, you kill the life in that. Because what will give life to a testimony is consistency. Am I communicating, friends? So we pray for things and we become extra comfortable and say, let me just die here because there's no need to soar higher. And God says, when people become comfortable, death begins to welcome them. Because nothing in life grows in comfort. Talk to me, church. So if you are here and you are praying to God, the Father, why have I prayed for things and things are not working for me? The issue is, you have made up your mind not to align to what God says. Because your character to God is more important than the release of the miracle. Am I communicating, friends? Tell somebody, character is stronger than prophecy. Am I communicating? No, I'm doing everything possible to make sure at least I speak from a very simple perspective. So you get the mystery here. If life must question your integrity, and it is built just because of what God can give you, that trust of God cannot find you. Because God does not trust men when he gives them things. He trusts men when he gives them his life. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, we give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, we say, you are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, Lord, say, you are wonderful. So listen to this. Apostle Paul is telling us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the verse number 1, that God too can give testimony about men. But the testimony that God desires to give about men will never be about what he gave them, but what they discovered. I repeat. So listen to the testimony of Abraham. That he was a man that served the Lord faithfully. And the Lord says his honor for God was never about what God gave him, but what he rose up in the spirit to discover. In other words, people didn't understand that faith could exist that could give men access to God until Abraham appeared. So God's definition for Abraham was not just a righteous man, but a man who discovered pattern that brought men closer to him. I haven't begun teaching yet. Watch this. Pastor Sam, do you know that Jesus was not with Abraham in the olden days? That grace you have now that can cause you to act anyhow wasn't given unto Abraham. In fact, he was an idol worshiper. There was no testimony about who God really was. Yet, the first day he heard God's voice, the voice says, leave your father's house. The voice didn't give him any assurance. It came with a command. My question is, how was he convinced that the voice he heard was not the voice from the father's altar, but the voice from Elohim? And the voice didn't come with comfort, but came with a command. Now, how do you tell someone, leave the comfort zone you are enjoying now and get to a place you have no idea of? And as you depart, never come back again. Talk to me, somebody. And then after you obey the voice will now test you for 25 good years. And then after the voice gives you a child, the voice now demands for the life of the child. When the same voice told you in the scripture that if you commit murder, you will enter into hell. And the same voice says, kill your son as a sacrifice to me. Now, I don't think this voice has been fair enough for taking somebody from the comfort of the home, letting them bleed for 25 years, and then after years, you now ask for the life of the child you gave them. Well, am I communicating, friends? Now, you might think that the testimony was how consistent he was in receiving the baby, whereas to God, the testimony was what he discovered. So you are thanking God that after 25 years, he has a child. And God says, I'm thanking me for the life of this man because he has discovered that there's a wireless thing in the spirit that when men should believe, they will have me. And the man is called faith. What happened? Because Abraham discovered it. In other words, you are not living as a man if what you do on earth does not bring about discovery of patterns in the spirit. There are virgin dimensions that if a man does not explore, you lose credence as a person. Am I communicating, friends? Oh, you are thinking that once you are pregnant and you give birth to a child, at least God has been good by helping you deliver. Well, to God, what he calls babies are not what people do in the hospital, but the parties they discover. You didn't hear me? Oh, yeah. So Mary is meeting Elizabeth. And the babies are communicating to each other. One is called John the Baptist. One is called baby Jesus. John the Baptist perceived that I'll be the one to come and baptize Jesus. So even the womb of the mother, he has to still bow as honor. Even babies could perceive what things were. Watch me. You are comfortable because you haven't seen the life from above. If you saw the life above, you know you're a fearful being. Am I communicating here? Please listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. For a very long time, we have been believing God for the wrong things. Whereas God says the things a man is believing God for can be given unto him when he discovers parties in the spirit. Can I say this here? Apostle. Can I teach you? Did you know that it was not Moses that told himself that he was going to spend 40 days up down the mountain? The people were counting the days for him. He came down and they couldn't look at him because he was engulfed with God's glory. They had to cover his face with a veil because they couldn't see him, if it makes sense. Now, when you go before the Lord and you claim to stay in his presence and nothing happens to who you are as a person, it means what you call presence was emotion. Because when the presence comes upon a man's life, you can't stand like a man. You act like God. Am I communicating, friends? Okay. Let me say something to shock the youth in the house. You see, many of you get excited when you hear that a man has proposed to a woman. Two of us. You'll be seeing the Instagram stories like that. She said yes. She said yes. She said yes. I'm telling you. Oh, God is good. Oh, I'm all right. It will shock you how people are going to come up with a lot of texts just to tell the lady you are everything to me. Talk to me, somebody. Oh, I'm all right. And then the lady will be, she'll either cry or smile or jump or shout, one of them. God is good. Oh, I'm all right. If it is 1 year dating, she will cry. If it is 5 years dating, she will jump. If it is 10 years, she'll be like, oh, yeah, put the ring. I've waited for 10 years. I won't just put the ring. For 10 years, just put the ring. I don't want an issue. Oh, throw forth. Hey, boy, after 20 years, he says, I have 4 children for you. Just go and see my family. Now, you are thinking that, oh, at least I've made a bold step in my life by looking at someone and choosing the person as a partner. Where God says, what you define as marriage is not what you think it is. Because in my kingdom, I gave a woman because I trusted a man. I am on fire. Meleman TV Sus. I am Akaya. Oh, my generation. I want to sew, but I don't have time. So you are thinking, oh, I'm 35, so I can marry. And God says, but I gave Adam a woman, not because he was grown. Because that real maturity was his age. God did not define Adam by his age, by what he carried. And he says, the capacity you've risen to has earned you a woman. So when you pray for things bigger than your physical capacity, God says, what are you doing to yourself? Because it is not evil that can kill, good too can kill. I am a colemante. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Ah, you're a man of God. Yes, we know you love to have a big church. Yes, you are reading all the books about soul winning. You are reading all the books about church growth. Powerful, powerful, powerful. The things you want will respond to capacity, not prayer. Prayer is for intimacy. Growth is for capacity. Hey, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are. So this was the testimony of John the Beloved, that you have seen the 10 heavens. You've been given the ability to see God in his full state. Yet there are more realms to come hither. In other words, it is not what you have that makes you who you are. It is what you become that makes you who you are. Am I communicating, friends? Please listen to me. You need to go back with this revelation that your testimony will never be about what God gave, but whatever you represented in the spirit. Now, listen to this, friends. I told you yesterday, how does God come down to meet Saul, who became Paul, and tell him that the only reason why I came down was to make you blind? And that after you have been made blind because of the glory you saw, I'm not permitted to heal you. If you meet Jesus, you have met the zenith of your encounter. Yet, the Jesus told him that there are more. He says, when I'm done with you, in order for you to see, meet the man called Ananias the priest. When he prays, I'll consider my decision of healing you. In other words, remember, he was arrested at the gate of Damascus. Remember Saul, who became Paul, killed many believers in Jerusalem. But he got to Damascus and God appeared. When Jerusalem is a seat of governance and judgment. But because a man so much prayed and governed the portal and the gate of Damascus, the believers cannot die there. So by covenant, God had to appear to save his own people. So you are thinking Damascus is a city where in heaven is the name of a human being called Ananias. So God says, I've given this man the power to rule this territory. It is what he says that I will do. Am I communicating? Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Your miracle is not your last stop. Your last stop is when God invites you to partner with him in a sanctuary where you can partake of godly order, where the things you see becomes a law in the spirit. He says, will I hide anything from Abraham? Tell somebody, level up. Am I communicating here? Or am I communicating, church? In no time, I'll end. But please hear this. Hear this. Hear this. I'm begging so much. Watch this. The things that God wants to do with us, he has so much trust, but he's not too sure if the people believing God for that can uphold it. Because every dimension of level a man ascends in the spirit carries the image of God. Let me break it down. Minister, when our minister here stands to worship, I saw powerful ministry for Minister Tommy and Minister Deborah. When they stand to sing and things change in the atmosphere, it was not the voice that brought the presence. Because the realm where God resides, sound is his name. So if you are thinking your beautiful voice brought the presence, think twice. Because he lives in the realm of sound. When angels echo, sound appears. Remember when he speaks, it sounds like that of the flowing water. So sound alone can't bring him down. You are too small for that. Talk to me, somebody. You are thinking the sound is the song, whereas the sound is the character. Oh. So you are thinking that David is playing the harp to bring the presence. Well, God says the state of his broken heart is bringing the presence. So you realize that people are sacrificing lambs unto God, and David is staring. Why is God so much in the interest of the death of lambs, of goats, of oxen? And he says, nah, the way the animals struggle for their life, even as animals, there's something God wants me to do to my heart. Because the enemy will want to convince me with my feeling. Wisdom departs when your feelings are stronger than your convictions. Oh! So David is watching and says, nah, there's a revelation from this animal I see here that a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God will not reject. So he's playing the harp all right, but what is coming from him is not the song, but the character. Look at me. Your discovery is your song. Your character is your song. Your height is your song. Your exposure is your song. What he gives is a gift. What you become is a trust. Oh. Am I communicating? Please listen to me. When you continually pray for things, yet you don't ask God, what do I do to have the things? You are a child. Because in the realm of God, children ask. In the realm of God, sons manifest. So Paul is preaching, Dr. Francis. And then they drop a dead man. He prays for the dead man to come back to life. And they are not clapping. Because raising the dead is normal for them. And in fact, they are so tired and say, please take my mantle and heal the sick. And they don't come back and say, your mantle heal the sick. It is normal for them. In fact, unbelievers who gave them the name Christians in Antwerp called them followers of Christ. And said, we have to give it the name of idols, Zeus, because you look like one. You see, if people begin to walk in weird manifestation, we call them weird names. Whereas God himself cannot be understood. He called a fearful being. Yes, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy. Am I communicating, church? Clap your hands together for Jesus. Are you blessed to come today? Now, there are three lessons to be learned from this quotation, Revelation 4 verse 1. Hear this. There are three levels of authority that God will give you. The first level is how he gives you power to rule over physical things. So for instance, you go to work, you come back from work, you are comfortable, you live the life you want. That authority cannot permit revival. Can I break it down? Watch me. Minister, if I feel proud for what I have, Solomon says I'm not wise. Because under the sun, there's nothing new. You didn't hear me. When my beauty brings me pride, heaven shakes. Do you know why? Because when Isaiah, the most holiest prophet, met Jesus Christ, which is God himself, he says his lips were unclean to speak of God's honor and glory. Because the beauty that the honor reflected made him doubt himself as a prophet. Am I communicating? So if God gives you a miracle, you might think it is an emblem of hope. No, that's the first level of kingdom authority. That realm cannot give revival. Because the enemy knows he can take away that thing from you. And it may shock you why that thing will make you doubt if God is really real. Look at me. Do you know some people failed God all because they claimed that things were tough for them and they couldn't stand the battle? Oh, you were thinking the breakthrough will come in comfort. And God says no. God says, if I'm a stress man, I give them pain they can't bear. Talk to me. If a baby comes out from the womb of the mother and the baby comes smiling, you throw the baby away. No baby comes smiling. Every baby comes crying. Do you know why? Because pain is a proof a man has life. So when you are crying that things are tough, heaven is rejoicing. Because when you say things are tough, to God things are actually easier. The second level of authority that God gives a man is when he gives you power to rule the heart of men. Hey, favor is incomplete without the trust of men. If God cannot entrust the heart of men in your hand, it will be very difficult to walk in exposure on earth. Because the kingdom of earth belongs to man. Look at me. Love is not for the chosen. Love is for the covenanted. You don't choose who to love when destiny calls your name. Do you know why? Because the person you want can kill you. Should I repeat again?
Pastor Isaac.
The second level of authority is when God says, let me give you men that will love you unconditionally. Huh? Any love that is not bettered by revelation is a disgrace. Do you know why? Because your feelings will stand in between God's choice and a man's feeling. So out of the 12 that Jesus governed, he asked them one day, what do men say that I am? And nobody could tell Jesus who he was. And he says, what? Is that how you are? You can't tell me who I am after feeding you for 3 good years. And Peter says, I see you now. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. He says, now flesh didn't reveal this to you. My Father in heaven told you this. Do you know why? Because God entrusted the foundation of the church upon the shoulders of Peter. And it came by revelation. Look at me. If you must choose who you want to walk with, life will discourage you. Because the people that look perfect will look imperfect when they become emotional. Look at me. A man that has everybody has nobody. But a man that has somebody has everybody. Oh. Should I come back again next year? The third level of kingdom authority, and I'm done with you, is when God decides to partner with you in his current agenda. God is ever speaking. He's ever acting. He's ever flowing. Yet, he's looking for men that can hear the now word and partner with him. Hey, many have lost relevance because they could not detect to tell what God meant when he spoke to you. Huh? There is a difference between and God said and God is still saying. Because the difference between and God said and God is still saying is not the one that said, but the one that heard it. Oh, I'm on TV news. You are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are. Please watch this. Oh, are you blessed? Watch this. Now, if you're able to catch this revelation, my sermon to be finished. Somebody say glory. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Watch me. Watch me. Oh, are you blessed? Yes. How do I make it very simple? I told you yesterday that even though Esther was given the grace to possess that throne as a queen mother, it wasn't just about the fact that God wanted to put a queen in a kingdom. But because someone's life had to speak about the coming of Christ. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, did you hear that? Okay. Apostle, come. Are you blessed? Please stand here for me. Oh, are you blessed already? Oh, are you blessed? Watch this. If God is to give our apostle here a gift, he might think he is who he is because of what he has. Whereas in the place of destiny, what a man will become in some time to come, where God can align with you, is what God calls a testimony. Do you know why? Because the reward that God wants to give a man's destiny, time is too small to encapsulate that. When a king gives a reward, time can't pay for it. Because the king eternal rules above time, so time can't control him. That's why every testimony God gave unto Abraham, it wasn't only about him, but he's an unborn generation. Talk to me, church. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Now watch this. So Esther, please get me a lady. Who's a lady here? Please come. A lady, please come. Come, come. What's your name, please? Elizabeth. Thank you. So let's say you are Esther for now, okay? Minister. So this is King Xerxes. Xerxes is here. Xerxes says, my wife has dishonored me. And the elder says, ah, with what the lady has done, if you don't sack her, all the men will feel disrespected because the ladies will dishonor them too. The Bible says Jesus Christ is seated on his throne and he has 24 elders surrounding him. They come before him saying, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders told Xerxes, choose a new wife now. Jesus came to his own people. They are called the Jews. And they said, ah, God told us how the king shall come. But you look so poor. Why would you have to come down and look for people when you can command things to work for you? Remember, Xerxes now says, forget the royal people and go to the streets. He went into the street and saw a slave girl called Esther. Jesus now said, I found people who are called Esthers who are now the Gentiles. Let me honor them. Watch this. Watch this. So finally, God elects us as his own wife and calls himself the husbandman and calls us his wife. Am I communicating here? Now watch this. Watch this. Esther now forgot that the purpose of her election wasn't because she had to enjoy in the house of the king, but to save the people called the Israelites. Because the second in command hated the people so much. Now watch this. Esther says, once I'm here, why do I care about those who are outside? I'm comfortable. And Haman says, Mordecai says, don't say that. Because when they finally find out that you are also a Jew, they will kill you. Now watch this. Do you know that believers become so comfortable when God gives them a testimony? And God says, the testimony was to give you a reflection of who I am as a person. So when what you have makes you comfortable, you lose the essence of life itself. Talk to me, somebody. So watch this. Mordecai is reminding Esther. This is Esther here. Mordecai is reminding Esther that, remember that Vashti was there before you came. In other words, the Jews were there before the Gentiles were appointed. And they decided not to listen to the voice in the now moment because they felt they were who they are because of the beauty they carried. And God says, no. If you listen to what was said and you don't find alignment in the now, you lose the power in the now. Because in authority, men rule based on what they hear in the now moment. So watch this. So Esther has now become that wife of God called the Gentiles, that are now extending the light of God upon the countries. And God says this, when people become comfortable with their current level, there's much I can do with them. Do you know why? Because a proof that a man has life is the hunger he carries. Am I communicating here? Now watch me. When God realizes you're comfortable for what you have and he has much love for you, he can allow that thing fight you so you can get your attention. If you don't sacrifice what you have for what you deserve, what you have will become a sacrifice. I searched all over, still couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. We say, nobody. Nobody. We say, nobody. Are you blessed today? When God realizes that people are no more honoring the Lord who spoke to them before the miracle came, he takes away from them what they deserve. Do you know why? Because it is better for a soul to die in honor than for a soul to die in pleasure. As you go back to your homes and your churches, have one word in your mind. That it is never enough until you see the king. Because even in heaven, there will be more room to come up here. You didn't clap your hands. Go back to your seat, please. Thank you. How you blessed you came today? Thank God you are going viral, but seek relevance. Because popularity has slain more prophets than persecution did. Competition is the law of the jungle. Cooperation is the law of civilization. When you become too big to obey, you become too small to enjoy. What can God entrust you with? Anywhere God doesn't want you to go, don't pray for that. Because God does not honor speed until he sees direction. Huh? Look at me. It was after 40 years that it came to Moses that the person he chose as an Egyptian, as his own identity, wasn't his. Watch me. It is possible for a man to succeed, and that success has no honor in destiny. You can do all what will make you comfortable because you obey the laws that govern the physical world. But the destiny life on yonder will ensure you do what God says. That life is not cheap. It's not common. It's destined for honor. If the instruction God gives you makes you comfortable, it came from a demon. The instruction will cause you to die to self. Men who have physical life can't rule power. Because the realm where God exists, you cannot have life and still command others. That life would always contradict with God's voice. Sometimes, you ought to act like a fool to have your blessings in full. He will tell you, fast for 300 days. He'll be like, it doesn't make sense why God will let me fast for these days. Look at me. What you need is what he says. Be very careful so you don't allow what you know fight what you ought to know. Do you know why? Because the enemy of the 21st century is not ignorance, but knowledge that has no life. The fact something sounds true doesn't make it spiritual.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.